From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam stated, there are four types of merits. The first one is wisdom, and its basis is thinking. The second is chastity, and its basis is desire. The third one is power, and its basis is anger. The fourth one is justice, and its basis is moderation in the faculties of the self.
السلام عليك أيها النور الساطع السلام عليك أيها البدر الطالع السلام عليك أيها الطيب من الطيبين السلام عليك أيها الطاهر من المطهرين السلام عليك أيها الرضي الزكي السلام عليك يا أبا جعفر محمد بن علي البر التقي الإمام الوفي ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam's father was the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. And the mother of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was Her Eminence Lady Khayzaran, also known as Sabika, who was from the family of Her Eminence Lady Maria Qibtiya, the esteemed wife of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was a mere 8 years old when he was divinely appointed as an imam. But despite his tender and young age, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was at the peak of eloquence, bravery, piety, piousness, generosity, chivalry, courage, and most especially, knowledge, eloquence, and wisdom, which can be seen in the debates in which Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam entered into.
And these debates were not with ordinary common people upon the street, but rather they were debates with the great court judges of the Abbasid caliphs, such as Yahya ibn Aktham and Ahmad ibn Abi Duad, debates in which Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam always came out victorious and triumphant.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear friends, most surely every single one of us is quickly moving towards the end of our term in this temporary world. Soon, the journey will continue towards the ultimate destination of humanity, the Day of Judgment, where everything we have done will be taken into account, whether good or bad, whether righteous or wicked, whether good or evil, whether noble or ignoble, whether we stood up against the oppressor or we sat silently in the face of oppression. Yet before this ultimate calling in the just and mighty court of Allah, the most quick to forgive, we still have a chance while in this temporary life to make amends, to make a change, to ask Allah for forgiveness that He may overlook our many faults and errors. And so in honor of His Eminence, the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Jawad alayhi salam, we humbly put forth a tradition in which His Eminence speaks about repentance, which could very well change our lives for the better, for forever. His Eminence, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, says, "Delaying and putting off repentance is a deception, and prolonging the period before making repentance is a bewildering wandering. Thus, dear friends, we should ask Allah, the Almighty, the Most Quick to forgive us our sins and our mistakes and our errors as soon as possible. And we should never prolong the time in which we ask for repentance, for surely delaying repentance is a deception from among the deceptions of Shaitan. And prolonging the time in order to ask for forgiveness is in actuality a wandering in which we wander around lost and confused, all so that we never end up asking Allah for forgiveness."
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.